again, good morning.
大家早上好。
Allow me to read from us, for us the text for this morning's sharing. I'll be reading from the ESV, English Standard Version, of Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 12 to 18.
传道书第一章十二节到第十八节。
It says here that I, the preacher, have been long over Israel in Jerusalem, and I apply my heart to seek and to search out by wisdom all that is done under heaven. It is an unhappy business that God has given to children of man to be busy with. I have seen everything that is done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and a striving after wind. What is crooked cannot be made straight, and what is lacking cannot be counted. I said in my heart, I have acquired great wisdom, surpassing all who were over Jerusalem before me. And my heart has had great experience of wisdom and knowledge. And I applied my heart to know wisdom and to know madness and folly. I perceive that this also is but striving after wind. For in much wisdom is much vexation, and he who increased knowledge increased sorrow. Pastor Xiaohui demonstrated for us last week his skill in Hokkien pronunciation and also in Bible exposition, right?
Xiaohui 牧师在上个礼拜向我们展示了他闽南语的能力，还有他对圣经的解释。
I was next door preaching, so I do not know how he did that.
那时候我在隔壁大堂讲道。
So may I ask, did anybody clap for him as he display his Hokkien pronunciation skill?
有没有人为他用那个展示他闽南语的能力而拍掌呢？
Apparently not. Otherwise, he might start singing, right?
应该是没有。
Well, Pastor Xiaohui, he in doing that, aimed to draw out two principles that we as humans need to hold in tandem.
小辉牧师的目的是为我们绘制出我们作为人类需要同步持有的两个原则。
That is, firstly, to work hard for our goals and the gains.
一方面是努力为我们的那个目标和我们的那个收获。
Yeah, at the same time, we are to realize that everything will eventually be no gain for anybody with the passage of time.
但同时也认识到随着时间的过去，最终没有人会得益。
Pastor Xiaohui then said that when the two principles when held in tandem is in fact gospel.
小辉牧师也说到，当这两个原则串联在一起的是，把这两个原则串联在一起的是福音。
Because it helps us to be realistic with our toiling.
他可以让我们面对我们的劳苦。
Now I do agree with what Pastor Xiaohui says.
我同意小辉牧师的说法。
But allow me to also say that the way that Pastor Xiaohui put it is the half cup full way of seeing our situation.
小辉牧师的说法是以一个半杯满的态度来看我们的情况。
And if we were to adopt a half cup empty outlook towards life,
如果我们采取那个半杯空的态度。
Can I say that we are in fact caught in between freedom and determinism?
我是否可以说我们实际上是陷入那个取舍、自由和那个决定论这两个东西之间？
预定论。Freedom in the sense that when we have an aim, we can go all the way for it, and we may get to enjoy our fruit of labor.
自由是当我们有一个目标，我们能够全力的、像尽力的去争取。并享受那个收获。
But then there is determinism at the other end of the spectrum.
但是在另一端有那个预定论。
Which tells us that it's a sure thing that our effort and our gain will not mean anything in the long run.
它告诉我们一个非常肯定的事，就是我们的努力和收获在长远来看是并不代表些什么东西。
To me, life is therefore like being caught between these two phenomena.
对我来说，生活就像被夹在这两个现象中间。
Let me give a tiny example, and I hope that is appropriate.
让我给一个小小的例子，希望它适合。
I have received many sessions of scolding from my teachers and parents for the way I do my math while I was in school.
我在我学读书的时候，我常常因为我做数学的方式而遭到老师以及我父母的责骂。
And all those pushes did help me to get a few A's along the way.
这些责骂其实帮助了我得到几个 A.
But in a few years to come,
但是过了几年后
I would have to receive tuition on how math is now done.
我需要现在的数学方式，我还需要去让人家来补习。
All the what modeling and what have you?
那些模式。
Before I can even understand what my little girl in time to come, what she'll be doing.
在我能够教我女儿之前。
In other words, all my past effort and glory and shame has today amount to nothing.
我过去的所有的努力，所有的光荣和耻辱，都并不代表些什么。
I think determinism in a small way is something like that.
预定论是大概是这样。
And some students, when hearing me say this, will say that yes, Pastor did not say it, so why study?
有些学生可能说，伊诺牧师说这样说的话，我们为什么要读书呢
？Anyway, after a while, it's no use, right? So why study?
为什么要读书呢
？No, but it's frustrating, isn't it?
这是非常令人沮丧的。
You know, it's like when we look at the present moment, we are able to say something like, "I have achieved."
就像当我们看到我们的现状的时候，我们可以说我已经实现我的目标了。
But when we look further ahead, or when we look back, then we start to ask ourselves the question, "So, what have I achieved?"
但是当我们看得远一点，或者是回顾过去。我们问自己，我到底实现了些什么？
Now this can be frustrating, this can be vexing, and that's what the preacher says, having invested time to gain wisdom and use it to seek and search out all that is done under heaven.
这是非常令人沮丧的，也令人烦愁的。就像那个传道者所说，他已经投入了时间来取得智慧，并用它来寻求查究天下所做的一些事。
But in case you think that the preacher is trying to promote an indifferent attitude towards life,
但是如果你认为那个传道者在推广一种对生命那种冷淡的态度
，Then let's first consider this man and also what he does and what he says。
那我们来先谈这个人，他所说的以及他所做的。
Who is the preacher？
谁是传道者
？Now he doesn't tell us his name。
他并没有告诉我们他的名字。
Instead, he tells us that he's a king who has ruled in Jerusalem。
他告诉我们他自己是曾经统治耶路撒冷的国王
，and that his wisdom has surpassed all that has went before him。
他的智慧胜过了在他之前的所有的人。
Now in Israel history, only David and Solomon has ever ruled in Jerusalem。
在以色列的历史中，只有大卫王和所罗门王曾经统治耶路撒冷。
So in other words, only one of these two qualifies。
就这两个人就只有这两个人能够
被可能是那个传道者对吗？
合格。
Yeah. And then it's therefore quite clear that the author of Ecclesiastes want us to think that it is King Solomon, the very wise guy, who has wrote this book.
非常清楚的，传道者的是希望他的读者是认为是所罗门王是这个人，
是这个作者了。
是这个作者对。
Now King Solomon was a man who has at his disposal a lot of power.
所罗门王是一个非常有权力的
immense wealth
他有很巨大的财富
and near to unlimited genius
以及非常聪明的一个人
and when such a person says that he has sought and searched all that is done under heaven
当这样的一个人说他寻求查究天下所做的一切事
the point is trying to make is that he has done a big project
他要说的是说他已经做得非常彻底
in that he has done a very thorough search
非常彻底的那个查究。
Now, I have a question here.
我有一个问题。
Does anyone here need to do a search that is so thorough to conclude that all is vanity and striving after wind?
这里有没有任何一个人需要做一个非常彻底的查究，以便断定一切都是虚空捕风
？Anybody here is like the preacher?
这里有人像传道者吗
？Now, I dare not say that I possess wisdom.
我不敢说我拥有智慧。
And I don't think anybody here would want to say that we possess wisdom.
我也不认为这里会有任何人这样说。
Although I know that in the family of Sabrina, Sean, Samuel, and Sebastian, there's also Solomon.
Let's skip.
All right, I'm saying that I don't think anybody would dare to say that we're wise, right?
我太兴奋了。
Okay, although we don't say that we are wise, but can I say this? That yet even we, common people,
像我们这些平民，普通人
，we would not need to spend this kind of relentless and drastic effort in order to say something to the same effect.
我们不需要这样的不懈的努力来说达到同样的那个效果。
Just pick up a few history books.
只需要读几本历史书
，or ponder on our own family history.
或思考我们自己的家族历史
，or even watch a few Korean dramas that talks about life，
或者是看几部谈到有关那个生命的韩剧
And we will soon get a feel that nothing lasts forever.
我们很快就会了解到没有东西是永恒的。
Why did the preacher did such a long drawn drastic search?
啊，为什么那个传道者要这么大费周章的去查究呢？
The preacher is purportedly the wisest man on earth.
啊，这个传道者据称是世界上最聪明的人。
And Pastor Xiaohui has reminded us during AGM Sunday this day that this year that when two women came to him.
啊，小慧牧师在今年堂议会时告诉我们，当两个妇女来到那个所罗门王前时
，and both claim that the toddler is their surviving child.
他们都宣称那个小孩是他们的孩子。
We were told that the preacher or Solomon was able to crack the case in no time.
啊，所罗门王在短时间内啊就破案了。
And without any help of modern technology.
而且是在没有现代科技的帮助之下破案。
And so why did such a man hold such elaborate search in order to reach such a simple conclusion?
为什么要进行这么详细的查究呢？
Or perhaps reaching a conclusion isn't his motivation for seeking and searching.
或者要得到结论并不是他这样详细的查究的那个动力。
Then why he searched? What was the reason behind his relentless and elaborate search?
什么原因让他这样做呢？
Now the answer to the question is probably hidden in the second half of verse 13.
啊，这个问题的答案可能是在第十三节的下半部。
Now we have made mention of the first half of the verse a few times this morning.
今天早上我们有好几次提到那个十三节的上半部。
And I apply my heart to seek and to search out all, but by wisdom, all that is done under heaven.
我专心用智慧寻求查究天下所做的一切事。
And the second half goes this way.
啊，下半部是这样。
That it is an unhappy business that God has given the children of man to be busy with.
乃至神叫世人所精炼的是极重的劳苦。
Now this is the first time that God is being mentioned in the book.
啊，这是第一次神在那这本书里面被提到。
The Hebrew name used here and also in other parts of the book for God is always the name Elohim.
在这里和其他书里的所提到神的名字是的希腊名字是埃洛西姆
，and never the more familiar name Yahweh，
而不是耶和华。
Now Yahweh is the name that is used when the Bible mentioned about God as being the covenant, as the God who covenanted with Israel. Sorry，
耶和华是当圣经提到与以色列立约的神时所用的名称。
In other words, the name Yahweh reminds people that God is Israel's God, per se.
耶和华这个名称让人想到是耶和华是以色列的上帝。
The name Elohim, on the other hand, refers to God as being the creator of the universe.
埃洛西姆是指创造宇宙的上帝。
And so the emphasis here is that Elohim, God, is the God of the entire humanity.
这里要强调的是埃洛西姆是整个人类的上帝。
And that Elohim gives unto the entire humanity their very life, their individual lives.
埃洛西姆给我们所有人类所在过的生活。
And also that the good things that people enjoy.
以及那个我们所享受的美好的东西。
The book of Ecclesiastes, indeed, gospel, as Pastor Xiaohui has told us last week.
正如小慧牧师上周告诉我们的。传道书的确是福音。
It talks about a God who gives life and gives good things.
他提到上帝是那个赋予好的东西的上帝。
And maybe I can read for us chapter 5 verse 18 to 19, which I think is a very good example of this point.
五章十八节。
He says, "Behold, I have seen to be good and fitting is the sorry, what I've seen to be good and fitting is to eat and drink and find enjoyment in all the toy with which one turns under the sun." For the few days of his life that God has given him. For this is his lot. Everyone also to whom God has given wealth and possessions and power to enjoy them and to accept his lot and rejoice in his toil. This is the gift of God.
我所见为善为美的就是人在神赐他一生的日子里吃喝享受日光之下劳碌得来的好处因为这是他的份。
No, but...
神赐人吃财丰富使他能以吃用能取自己的份在他劳碌中喜乐这乃是神的恩赐。
But we saw just now in verse 13 that the preacher doesn't just talk about God who gives only good gifts.
我们刚才在第十三节看到传道者不仅谈论只是给好恩赐的上帝。
The very first mention of God it pertains to something negative.
第一次提到上帝呢，是在一个非常是有个相当负面的东西。
Well, the preacher said it, which refer to the task of seeking wisdom. We've been asking just now, why did he not stop? He said that this not stopping, the task that he did not stop, is something, is an unhappy business that God has given to children of man to be busy with.
传道者说，他用专心用智慧寻求查究，乃是神叫世人所经验的是极重的劳苦。
And there are the negative aspects of God.
也有其他对上帝负面的那个提及上帝负面的方面。
We find them in the two proverbs in this passage.
有两处经文可以看得到。
The proverb in verse 18,
在第十八节。
Next slide, please. Now I don't think I really need to explain this verse.
我不然我需要再解释，对这节再多加解释。
Next slide, please. Now the other one is found in this proverb.
另外一节。
And here, it's trying to say two things.
这里他尝试说到两件事。
One is that this world contains perversity.
这个世界有沦散。
And the preacher used the word crooked to represent.
他用弯曲这个词来描绘。
And then the word lacking refers to a lack of order to things.
然后这个词缺少是在指那个缺乏秩序。
Meaning that the preacher observed disorder everywhere in life.
对传道者而言，就是说他看到的到处都是缺乏秩序。
And you want to tell us that both negatives does not happen by chance.
这两个负面都不是偶然会发生的。
But it is God who has caused them to be there.
而是上帝促成的。
So what are we saying here this morning?
那么我们今天早上想说些什么呢？
Simply.
简单的说。
To the Hebrews.
对希伯人，希伯来人来说
，life，
生命
，and the good and the bad in life，
生活中、生命中好或者坏的东西
，all comes from God，
都来自上帝。
And again to the Hebrews，
再一次对希伯来人说
，next slide please， next slide please，
下一章。
To the Hebrews, life is then to be lived by engaging actively and attentively with all that God has given, the good and the bad.
生命就是对神所赋予的积极并用心的参与。
If you ask the Hebrews what is life about,
如果你问希伯来人生命是什么？
They say, look at the PowerPoint now.
他说看 PowerPoint.
You know what I mean, right? So the preacher is doing exactly that when we see him not just live his life in anyhow manner, but he applies his heart, that is his entire person, to keep searching and engaging with whatever that's before him.
我们看到传道者做的正是这一点，他不是随便的生活，而是全心全意，整个人在做他所要做的。
In his own words, he says that he applied his heart to whatever that is done under the sun, under the heavens.
他全心全意地寻求查究天下所做的一切事。
In other words, the preacher in living life in such a way is being obedient to God.
换句话说，传道者是活出顺服神的生命。
Because to the Hebrews, it's God who called man to take seriously everything that he has placed in the past.
因为对希伯来人，希伯来人来说，是上帝家门认真的对待他，在为他们所放置摆设的一切。
Is he racist?
No.
Cannot pronounce 希伯来人呢。Anyway, we see the preacher not stopping. He relentless, and because he's actually obedient to God.
我们看到这个传道者不懈的去查究。
And this feeling of being caught in between freedom and determinism,
这种在夹在那个自由和那个
预定论
之间。
Well, this is something that, or rather, a fact that the preacher also feels.
这也是传道者自己也认同的。
And from the number of things that he said that sounds that he will call vanity.We can tell that the preacher is mentally thinking more about the determinism end of things.
从他认为是虚空的事物的数量，传道者较可能是偏向于那个预定论，而不是那个自由的概念。
He says what he thinks.
他 他说出了他自己的想法。
And so many things he said, vanity, vanity, vanity.
啊，他说的
都是虚空。
虚空不是虚空。
But friends, let's look at him.
啊，我们看他。
Look at the act of this man.
啊，看他的行为。
We say relentless.
啊，他不懈的。
And he applied his whole being to know wisdom.
他专心查明智慧。
Knowledge.
智慧。
And even madness and folly.
啊，狂妄和愚昧。
Now that's the attitude that the preacher has, and the same attitude that is asking us friends to have in life.
这就是传道者的态度，也是他要我们所有的态度。
And that's this, that whatever God gives, in it we live and to the max.
啊，不管上帝给什么，我们要在他所给的里啊，活得淋漓尽致。
Inside, 好好做人。
啊，be good.
And so that's why students don't say don't study. Pastor Enoch didn't say that.
啊，学生们，所以不 ，Pastor Enoch 没有说到不需要读书。
In your path of primary, secondary, college, and so on, leave it well and live it to the max.
在你的学习过程，小六、中学，啊，你要把自己的能力发挥得淋漓尽致。
But let us ask, friends, what is our general attitude to life?
啊，我们问自己，我们对生命的态度是什么
？Today, this morning, we have rather cooling weather.
今天早上的天气相当凉爽。
But the past couple of about 2 months,
啊，在过去的两个月
，I think we experienced something like 35 degrees Celsius and 94% humidity kind of weather.
我们啊遇到了那个35度的天气，以及大概湿度在94%左右。
I'm not sure about you particularly, but I think this kind of weather tend to make people feel rather lethargic after a while.
这种天气，那种天气会让人感到非常的累。
And so here and there, I do hear people using one word to describe their life under this kind of life condition.
我经常在这种情况下，我经常听到人说了一个词。
And I often see myself using the same word with my body language.
我也发现我自己也常常通过我的肢体语言来表达同样的东西。
Anyone to guess which word am I trying to suggest?
啊，你们猜得到 ？Enoch？
哈？凶？
秀？
秀？Nah, I think someone got it. 闲
Yeah, 闲
So tired. 闲
Very 闲
See, very good with this, eh? Now, 闲 is the Hokkien slang that means listlessness.
闲是一个闽南俚语，意思为没有精神。
And 闲 is a feeling that usually comes with a low degree of frustration and impatience. I think we know that.
而闲也通常带有少许的沮丧和那个不耐烦。
闲 occupies many people from Monday morning to Friday afternoon.
这个闲占据了许多人星期一到星期五啊午后的时间。
闲 dominate our emotion when the task is huge and difficult.
闲是当那个任务是非常巨大的时候，我们会自然的有的情绪。
闲 even creeps into our leisure time when there are a plethora of choices and we do not know what to choose. 闲啊，我们在被做什么？
闲也在我们有很多选择的时候，而又不知道该选什么的时候，它会占据了我们。
And 闲 is often the feeling when bell rings, fun time over. Oh, 闲。
闲也在那个欢乐时间结束之后，我们会感受到那个闲。
Now I know I'm a bit unfair and extreme here, so my apologies.
我在这里可能会有一点不公平和有一点极端，我先在这里先道抱歉。
But friends, what is our general attitude in whatever God has placed before us? What is our general attitude towards it?
但是我们对神摆设在我们面前的，会持有什么态度？
But for the preacher and rightfully for us,
至于对传道者和对我们来说
，Allow me to repeat.
让我再重复
，It should be whatever God gives in it we live and to the max.
就是不管上帝给我们什么，我们要在他所给的里面活得淋漓尽致。
And living life in such a manner,
要以这个方式来生活。
The preacher is at the same time seeking God.
传道者也同时在寻求神。
Observing what God is doing in the situations around him,
观察神在他周围所做的
and seeking God with regards to His own part to be played in those situations.
寻求神要他所扮演的角色
So please don't get me wrong.
所以请不要误会我的意思
We are not talking about having a positive attitude this morning. Sorry.
我们不是在谈论我们今天早上要有的那个正面的态度
But a thankful and godly response to God and to that which He has placed before us.
而是应该有的感恩和虔诚的回应。
In short, the preacher is urging us to have a godly attitude, a godly response, and leave our lives to God.
简单的来说，传道者敦促我们有一个虔诚的态度，为上帝活出我们的生命。
And now that we have talked about the preacher and his attitude,
我们现在已经讨论了传道者以及他的态度。
I'm sure we can better appreciate what he does and says with regard to wisdom.
我们应该可以更好的了解他所说的以及他所做的。
Now, people in our days value speed, technology, convenience.
我们在这个年代非常重视速度方便。
But people back in those times, they value wisdom a great deal.
但在当时，人们非常重视那个智慧。
And they even saw it as a key towards successful living.
并认为这是成功生活的关键。
The wise seeks knowledge, the fools pursues folly.
智者求知识，愚昧人追求愚昧。
Now this is not a direct quote from the book of Proverbs, but I'm sure we can agree that the book of Proverbs is much about this, right?
这不是直接引用那个箴言书里的，但箴言书里是有很多关于这个同样的想法。
Wise seeks knowledge, fool pursues folly. So please go and seek knowledge. I think that's the point.
智者求知识。
And even the preacher himself has this to say about wisdom.
就连那个传道者自己也对智慧有这么一段话。
Can we turn to the slide on chapter 2 verse 13? We are there already? No? Yeah. Never mind. Let me read for us. The preacher himself says, Then I saw that there is more gain in wisdom than in folly, and there is more gain in, as there is more gain in light than in darkness.
我便看出智慧胜过愚昧，如同光明胜过黑暗。
And this one sounds even better. He said, "Wisdom gives strength to the wise man more than 10 rulers who are in the city."
智慧使有智慧的人比城中十个长官更有能力。
So wisdom is something great.
是非常好的事。
The preacher himself said that it's good stuff and really go for it.
传道者告诉我们是很好的东西，我们应该努力去争取。
But yet in our passage this morning.
但在我们今天早上的经文里
，He tells us that he has gone all the way for it.
他告诉我们，他不懈的去查究。
But in verse 18, he made a mockery of it.
但在第十八节，他嘲弄他。
More wisdom, more frustration and vexation. That's what he says.
越多的智慧。
Now this apparent inconsistency, I think, is an example that he has given to us on how we are to view and live life with a godly attitude.
这个非常明显的不一致，成了我们如何该以敬虔的态度看待并活出生命的例子。
Now it is true that in a big sweep of things，
的确的，在重大的事件中
，like when there's a tsunami，
例如有海啸
，or when we think about all the mass killing in our world history，
或者当我们想到世界历史中那些大屠杀
，the wise and the foolish will look just the same，
那些聪明的和愚昧的。都是一样的
，equally helpless, equally incapable of doing anything.
一样的无奈，一样的无能。
And with the passage of time,
随着时间的过去
，wisdom will indeed amount to no gain for anybody.
智慧的确对任何人都没有好处。
Just everything else,
就像其他的东西一样。
And so does it mean that we can throw away sayings like respect yourself and also respect others around you?
因此，是不是意味着我们可以不要去管那些，例如尊重自己和尊重你身边的人的那些说法呢
？Or to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and with our and your neighbors as yourself？
或者是你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己
？I think after this morning's sharing, we can be sure that the preacher will be the first one to say no.
我想在今天早上的分享过后。传道者会第一个说不
，and we will see him working on the correct answer with his own investment of time effort.
我们会看到他以他的时间、他的行动来得到正确的答案。
We can see that he will certainly put his heart to meditate on the words of wisdom and to live them out diligently.
我们肯定他会静心默想智慧的话，并努力的活出来。
Because to him,
因为对他来说
，God and His Word are important.
上帝和他的话语是非常重要的。
To seek God and to seek His help amidst the ups and downs in life is important.
在生命中的起起落落，寻求上帝和他的帮助和他的帮助是非常重要的。
Taking good care of God's creation is important.
照顾好上帝的创造也是非常重要的。
People and their well-being is important.
人民和他们的福祉也是非常重要的。
And being answerable to God's calling to live a godly life is important.
回应神过着天敬天的生活的呼召也是非常重要的。
I believe that's what the preacher wants to say through this passage this morning. Let's pray.Father Lord, we turn to you and ask that you help us. We are quite good at inventing reason for not being godly. And we are also quite good at inventing reasons for not being enthusiastic at the same time. Lord, in our own kind of inconsistency, not the preacher type of inconsistency, in our type of inconsistency,Lord, we look to you this morning and ask that you renew our vision, vision towards life, vision towards your presence in our life, vision towards our own reason for standing on this ground at this time. We ask, O Lord, that you renew all of this and help us to bring greater glory to you and be a greater blessing to people around us. In your name, we pray.Let's now respond with a Chinese song. Just now I tried to draw out the Xian word just to highlight that sometimes in the ups and downs and endless life, living days and days, all the endless tasks in our daily life, we can feel a bit down and so on. But let us, through this song, sing it as a prayer to ask God to help us to once again fixate our gaze upon Jesus.And to live our life according to His bidding. Let us sing this song together as a prayer.
烦恼苦重担，当亲近耶稣，必享安息，必得满足。烦饥渴慕饮，当寻求耶稣。必享甘泉，必得饱足。注目看耶稣，定睛看耶稣，圣洁公义主，十架上耶稣。注目看耶稣，定睛看耶稣。谦卑亲近主，跟着他同步，跟着他同步。
We sing from the top once again.
烦恼苦重担，当亲近耶稣，必享安息，必得满足。凡饥渴慕饮，来寻求耶稣，必享甘泉，必得饱足。注目看耶稣，定睛看耶稣，谦卑共义主，十架上耶稣。注目看耶稣，定睛看耶稣，谦卑亲近主，跟着他同步。注目看耶稣，定睛看耶稣，圣洁公义主，十架上耶稣。注目看耶稣，定睛看耶稣，谦卑亲近主，跟着他同步，跟着他同步。
是的，主，在我们的这个繁忙的生活里头， 在我们这个一样还没有做一半，下一样可能就在后面催促着我们的一种人生当中。在我们这个有时候晚上睡觉还需要在床上周折，在那边疙瘩的主啊，我们求你今天早上你的灵真的来很深的印在我们的心门里头，我们的心中，让我们很深的知道主你在我们当中，你在我们之上，你在我们之内，并且帮助我们时时刻刻都学校如何定睛仰望你，犹如你总是定睛仰望着父。主啊，我们求主你加力来做这样的一件事，我们奉你的名求，阿们。我们这是来举行我们今早的奉献。我们拿到的红色奉献袋是经常奉献的，蓝色的是给慈善奉献。让我们起立唱奉献诗。
万物都是从主而来，从主而来，欢现宇宙，愿主愿啊，愿主祝福，哈利路。
我们感谢你所赐以致我们能够奉献， 求主使用我们的信心奉献，我们奉你的名求，阿们。请坐。这时我们一起来守主的圣餐，让我们同心来祷告。主，我们人有限，我们的热心有限，我们的爱有限，我们的力量有限，我们的积极度有限，可是在我们的所有的有限当中，你这位无限的主进入到我们的当中，并且你通过你自己的身体，你的宝血赐下给我们这些有限的，在每次再次仰望你的时候重新被提醒，并且重新得力量。所以这时我们求主你的灵，你的灵临在我们的当中，使我们这时所讲所要一起来享用的饼和杯都能够成为圣洁的器皿，唯主你所使用，加添力量给我们每一位在座的弟兄姐妹。我们如此仰望祷告，奉耶稣之名求，阿们。圣经说，在耶稣他被卖的那一夜，他举起饼来掰开，然后说，这是我的身体为你们而舍的。饭后他也照样举起杯来说，这是我的血为你们所立的新约。然后说，你们每逢吃着饼喝着杯，都是我们每逢吃着饼喝着杯，我们都是要表明主的死直到他来。这时我请长老上来分饼和杯。
Let us stand. And let's partake together the bread of Christ, the body of Christ. Please be seated. We will now invite the elders to distribute the cup, and we invite all who are baptized in the Church of Christ to also partake with us. Join us in partaking the cup. Let us stand and let us partake the cup of Christ together with one heart. Let us pray. Lord, in the drift of time, we experience the flowing of your grace. And we thank you, Lord, as your grace flows, it flows into our lives. We are not, and we can never be altogether worthy of your sacrifice. But yet, Lord, your goodness come and stoop so low to us. So, Lord, this day as we partake the bread and the cup, we ask that you who have stooped so low will also just grip us and hold us and lift us, and even higher, that we may even be higher in terms of our godliness and our ability to respond to you in obedience. We look to you for help, for you are good. In your name we pray. Amen. Let us remain standing.
Let us remain standing and let us pray for our friends as to our left, right, front and back. Let's pray for each other that in our lives we will indeed learn to really live to the max for what God has put in our paths with His strength. That's what the communion has symbolized to us. Let us pray for each other. Yes, Lord, today we stand to pray. We stand with our brothers and sisters to uphold them in prayer. In prayer, Lord, we seek to connect to You and also to connect each other to You and to connect to each other. Lord, hear our prayers and need to grant us the strength that we need. Lord, the things that just happened yesterday or a few days ago, the humanness in us might have, in some sense, stopped us from living out to the fullest what is so-called a godly attitude. But grant us strength. As You give, grant us another new week. Help us also see there's a new opportunity for us to go back and amend what's wrong, to do better what we have already done right. We commit ourselves to You and ask that You bless. And that may our strength and our glory all come and we will find them in Christ alone. Let us sing this song as we close the service this morning, In Christ Alone.
In Christ alone will I glory, though I could pride myself in battles won. For I've been blessed beyond measure, and by His strength alone I'll overcome. Oh, I could stop and count successes like diamonds in my hands, but these trophies could not equal to the grace by which I stand. In Christ alone I place my trust and find my glory in the power of the cross. In every victory, let it be said of me, my source of strength, my source of hope is Christ alone.
In Christ alone do I glory.
In Christ alone do I glory. For only by His grace I am redeemed. For only His and the mercy could reach beyond my weakness to my need. And now I seek no greater honor and just to know Him more, and to count my gains but losses to the glory of my Lord. In Christ alone I place my trust and find my glory in the power of the cross. In every victory, let it be said of me, my source of strength, my source of hope, Christ alone, I place my trust. trust and find my glory in the power of the cross. In every victory, let it be said of me, my source of strength, my source of hope is Christ alone. In every victory, let it be said of me, my source of strength, my source of hope in Christ alone.
Let us receive the benediction. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope.
Amen.
Let's give a warm handshake or a hug to each other before we sit down. First of all, we would like to welcome any new friends who are among us. Is there someone who is new among us? Please stand that we may welcome you. Welcome. Please be seated. Do join us for a time of fellowship after the service. Okay, I have only a few short announcements this morning. Firstly, is that we who are going for the Shepherd Summit, you know who you are. If you are going on the 8th of June, please be reminded that the coach will be setting off from Jubilee at 7 a.m. sharp. So please please report here by 6:30 a.m. Sorry, we can't arrange for the MRT to be even earlier. And then for those who are leaving on the 9th of June, the coach will be leaving at 8 a.m. So please be in church by 7:30 a.m. Okay, next will be, you see in the second page of our bulletin, that the full set of our new CG material is now already on the web. So do log in and get a copy for yourselves. Thirdly, if you turn to the third page of our bulletin, the LED Ministry has put together this concert, which is a youth musical. It's actually an evangelistic concert. It will happen on the 19th of June from 1 to 2:30 p.m. Tentatively, I think the venue will be Leviticus Room. So do invite your friends to come and join us that afternoon as we really do good music and we share the gospel. This is all I have for announcement, so do go in peace.